I'm Kent, and I am one of the pastors here, and I'm happy to get rid of this Britney Spears mic. That's all good. We had the same haircut for a while, so. But what a glorious good day, yes? Amen. Five baptisms. And as I was reflecting and getting so excited about what Jesus is doing, the passage that was washing over me this week was that place in Matthew 16 where bumbling, fumbling Peter is asked the question, but who do you say that I am? And he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you get this sense like Jesus just is excited by his response. And he's like, you didn't get this from flesh and blood, Simon Bar-Jonah. No, my Father has revealed this to you. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will build my church, Jesus said. And today we see Jesus at work, don't we? Jesus is building his church right before our very eyes, isn't he, Seven Oaks? And today is a glorious picture of that reality. Let me get another amen. Amen. Right, we were just grooving to glory, glory, hallelujah, and I'm feeling a bit Pentecostal today. So hold me back and pass me a tambourine. That's what I'm feeling. But people join in membership, committing to a local body of believers, publicly putting their hand up and saying, you can count on me. What a great step of faith and growth. And others going forward in the waters of baptism, declaring to the seen and unseen world that they belong to God, that they are publicly being baptized in, identifying with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, being invited into the incredible dance of the Trinity. What a wonderful step of faith and growth. And we got word this week that we have a new member of the family of God as someone who, after hearing Pastor Jamie's sermon on the fantastic truth that we are saved by faith and not of works, that Jesus paid it all, went home and knew that they needed a fresh start. And at that moment, other followers of Jesus, other members of the family gathered around them, and with them together, they trusted Jesus for salvation. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And we are bearing witness to Jesus doing exactly what he said he would do. He is building his church, and by his grace, we have a front row seat. What a great day, church family. We are knowing Jesus as we see him in action, and we are making him known. Isn't that fun? Yes, that's fun. I love Jesus' promise here as well when he says he will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That is such cool language and imagery. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church Jesus is building. Gates are designed to keep the enemy out. The gates of hell are designed to keep the church of Jesus at bay. And I love that picture. Because in that picture, we aren't the ones on the defense, are we? It doesn't say the church of Jesus will build its gates and hell won't prevail against them as they try to hold back the forces of darkness. No, we're playing offense here. Jesus is expecting his church, the church that he is building, the people of God that he is redeeming for the glory of the Father, to be on the move, marching into enemy territory and seeing glorious victory after victory, because the gates of hell cannot hold the church Jesus is building back. And today we are seeing Jesus build his church. And I love days like today, because they serve as a reminder, a vivid picture of the reality of the church of Jesus prevailing. And we need a reminder of that from time to time, don't we? We need to see it happening, because there can be times in our lives and in the life of the church family where we wonder. There are days when we can be prone to think that maybe there isn't too much going on, that we are doing business as usual and we're getting the usual business. I remember when I first moved to Trail, I spoke with a very frustrated pastor. who at the table told me everyone who was going to be saved, Entrail already was. And he'd basically just given up. He'd had too many days of feeling like the gates of hell were prevailing against him. Thank you, Jesus. 9 years in, he was wrong. But it can get like that, can't it? It can feel like the church of Jesus is being pushed to the margins, like we're losing our voice, like we're not only aren't taking ground, but we're actually, it can feel like we're losing it. And it can feel like that in our own lives at times. Like if the church is really the body of believers of which I am one, then why do I feel like the kingdom isn't advancing in my own life? There are dark days at times, and we all go through them, and we heard testimony of that today. There are hard circumstances we go through. There are days when we may even feel like giving up because times are too tough. Things don't seem to be getting any better. And we've prayed and we've asked, but we're also ready to kind of just throw in the towel. And it feels like the gates we're up against are really impossible. There are days when it can feel like we can't see the powerful force of Jesus boldly taking ground from a relentless enemy. But praise God, that's not today. There are days when we would think, who joins a church anyways? Who commits to such a seemingly outdated organization? Who would lay down their life for such a community? Who would give and serve and go for a church? There are days when some would wonder who would bother becoming a member of church, but not today. Today, the church of Jesus is prevailing. And there are days when people might ask, why would you take a bath in front of all those people with a pastor? That's weird. Why would you publicly declare your allegiance to God? Why live in a society that values, we live in a society that values privacy and values hiddenness, and even Christians who claim to have an attitude of just me and Jesus, as though they can live apart from community and still be obedient to Scripture. There are days when some would wonder who would get baptized, but not today. Today, the church of Jesus Christ is prevailing. And there are days when some might wonder who can be healed. Who can see Jesus' mighty work in a body? But not today, right? We heard testimony of Jesus healing people's bodies. And there are people who might wonder, can we be free from addiction? Can we be free from pain? Can Jesus really transform a life? We might wonder that from time to time, but not today, right, Seven Oaks? Because today we see the church of Jesus Christ prevailing, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And today we celebrate the inbreaking of the church of Jesus. Today we celebrate the truth that the church Jesus said he would build, he is still building. And today we celebrate the lost being found, the found identifying publicly with Christ, and those who have been baptized declaring their desire to formally belong and grow in the church Jesus is building at Seven Oaks. Today is a great day. And today is possible because of this that lays before us and is set at the table in front of us. We as followers of Jesus can look forward to victory, to ground-taking, enemy-crushing victory after victory because of the communion table we will also celebrate. Today, we move to celebrate the Lord's Supper, and I'm going to invite those who are serving with me to come at this time, and we're going to do that. By the way, they asked me to lead communion. I've never seen communion done here before, and everybody I told that up till now laughed at me, and I was like, what did I get myself into? So just be gracious, right? Just do what I tell you, and I'll deal with all the emails later about how I did it wrong. But this morning, we come back to the table recognizing the power of the sacrifice Jesus made. Today is made possible because of that day. That day when Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, the Son of God, gave it all to conquer Satan, sin, and death on our behalf. That night when he held up the bread of the Passover and he changed its meaning forever. That night when he instituted a new community, when he started to build his church. That night when he held up the cup of wine and said, I will make a new covenant in my blood. That night when he changed history. And that night became that day when he actually followed through to the cross and to the grave and then to resurrection. That day when he crashed the gates of hell and made it possible for us to come home, to join his family, to be saved from our sin and eternity apart from God. That day when he started to build his church, that through the power of his cross and the resurrection, we could continue to this day, when we see that continued revolution of Jesus forcefully advancing and forcefully taking ground in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And so we come to this table to celebrate the power of the cross to make days like today happen again and again and again. And we celebrate the power of the gospel in our lives this morning. And take us to the passage that is familiar to us all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." I'm going to give you a brief moment to do that, to examine yourself in preparation. Give thanks to the Lord Jesus for the gospel that he made possible through his death. And to ask that God would reveal to you of any sins that you might confess to him. Maybe he'll reveal to you someone that you are at odds with, maybe sitting in this room. And now can be a time of repentance, a time of going and reconciling and making things right. And then we will move to the bread. But at this point, I'm just going to ask that we have a moment to be silent. This is my body, broken for you, that you might know the power of Jesus.